Michael, you can go ahead and make your way up here. I appreciate Michael Harris. He's a young man, and he's aware of that, and he's very careful to listen. I'm very thankful for him. Many times he comes to me saying, Pastor, what do you think? Pastor, can I get some Bible counsel? Can I get some Bible advice? And I was thrilled beyond reason when he said, Pastor, I believe the Lord's calling me to preach. And I'm excited he's following that call. And so he said he's going to go to Bible college. And so when we had preaching from the pew, I went up and said, Mike, we're having preaching from the pew. And I was about to tell him, and you have to preach. But he said, I'm already signed up. So I'm excited to see that zeal. So Michael, come and preach to us tonight.
Pastor, I think all of us are trying to tell you need a Ford. If y'all could turn into Psalm 117 in your Bibles. And while you turn, I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was young, about 5 years old, I was in my room struggling to open my toolbox. And it wasn't full of tools. I was only five. But it was full of little toys, and I couldn't open it, so I decided to pray. So I got on my knees and my little hands on my toolbox, and I prayed a very simple prayer. I just prayed, Lord, help me open my toolbox. And next thing you know, it flew open. It was like I didn't even do anything. If you're there at Psalm 117, starting in verse 1, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. The definition of praise is admiration and warm approval. When I opened that toolbox, I was full of admiration and warm approval to God because he helped me. And although I was young and didn't have much experience in the biblical sense, I still had that knowledge that I need to praise God for things like that every day. I gave the admiration, and I was saved at 4 years old. And growing up, there were so many things I would praise God for, like getting hundreds on my test. But I learned quickly that it's not always about the good moments. Sometimes it's also about the bad. For example, when my parents would discipline me, I guarantee you I did not have very warm approval to that at the time. But later on, I learned that through that, it showed me the right and wrong paths, the more deeper things than that, because if they wouldn't have disciplined me at this time in my life, I probably wouldn't be here right now. So verse 1 says, oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. This verse tells us that everyone in every nation and every person should praise the Lord, and here's why. Number 1, his merciful kindness. His merciful kindness. When I think of mercy, the first thing that really, well, multiple things that come into my mind is how I have asked the Lord for forgiveness so many times in my life, and he's accepted it, and that's merciful, and he hasn't struck me dead yet. But the main thing that comes to my mind is that he died for me and my sins. He died for all of us in our sins, and mercy is defined as compassion and forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. And I can't think of a greater example of that than what Jesus did for all of us. And while we put him on that cross, and we should have deserved death after death, he saved all of us from our own damnation. And he explains this all in his Bible, all in the word that he's given to us. Which leads me to number 2. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. All the truth we'll ever need, I believe, is in this word.
Amen.
I believe we're so blessed to have something so pure and precious that will never perish. 1 Peter 1:25 says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Sometimes we take this book for granted. There are times when it just sits on the shelf and I neglect to even open it, and it kills me that I know that I do that, but I still neglected it. And the Lord tells us we need to be in his book. it's not like somebody's idea of the Bible or a library book that you get off the shelf, because those things you have to set up guards in your life for. You can't just take them and read them, because they might be full of lies. But the Bible is the guard. It's what teaches you to be guard. In Proverbs 30, verse 5, it says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." So let God shield you. Trust him to shield you. Praise God that we have the holy word of God to help us guide through our every day. When you leave tonight, I want you to remember that every day, no matter what, whether you are in a trial or in difficulties or conflicts, that every day you have something to praise God for. Amen. And that's it.
We've heard some great truths tonight.